welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mark Colon Sports Podcast. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, the Mark Colon. I am here to talk about all things sports. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here on a Sunday night. We're going to talk to you about sports, right? Oh my goodness, there's so much to get into. But before we do, you know, some talks. We're going to have some talks, people. That's right. We're going to have some talks. We're going to talk about some movies, right? Movies, video games. And then we'll get into the sports. So, me and the wife went out on a date yesterday. Amazing date. Beautiful Saturday night. And, we went to go see Fast X. I will say, I did not mind the ending. I know a lot of people are confused. They're like, wait, what? That's how it ended? But yeah, people. That's how it ended. That's exactly how it ended. I didn't mind it, though. I really didn't. Usually, I would mind stuff like this. The only thing I will say, like, I thought number 10 was, like, the last one. But nope, 2025, they're taking out 11. So, we're running it back. I'm not going to spoil anything for any of you. That's the only thing I'll say. But I thought the movie was good. I like how it ended. Like, a lot of times, you know, for 3 hours, they'll tell a whole timeline, and the villain will either get caught or he'll die. In this instance, the villain survived. So, they will be doing 11. Very excited, but I can wait. Before, when Fast Movies used to, you know, finish, I used to be like, oh, I can't wait for the next one. I'm just like, I can wait, because they'll probably take out a 12. So, yeah, it's whatever it is. So, I can definitely wait to see what happens. It's just, you know, when it happens. You know, that's all really. It's just about, you know, when it happens and stuff like that. Just have to wait. I also would very much like to, talk about the video games. I'm probably going to get 3 games this month. MLB The Show 23. You guys know me. I'm a big sports fan. As you can see, as I do a podcast about it. So I'm very interested in that. I'm very excited. Star Wars, a new one that came out about a month ago or so. I'm gonna get that one. I've seen the trailer. I've been seeing the gameplay. I'm intrigued. I'm invested. Just like I was with Hogwarts, man. And Hogwarts, dude, I love the game. I haven't beat it yet. I'm like in no rush to beat the game, but I really do like it. And then AEW Fight Forever. I'm definitely going to get it. I think it's a very good game. I will say it has its ups and downs, but this is the type of game you don't see very often. And I can't wait to get my hands on it. Especially like, alright, so like when I was a kid growing up, they had all WWE games. But TNA, that's what it was at the time, that was Impact. Came out with a game of its own, and oh my goodness, I loved it. And, So now seeing this now, I'm like, nah, dude, I have to. I just hope it's a really good game. I hope this isn't something that was just put together and just like blah, whatever. You know, I do hope they put the work in for this game. I really do hope they did. So yeah, I do hope. So yeah, those are like the three games right now. If I had to rate them from 1 to 3, I would say Star Wars 1, Fight Forever 2, 3 would be, MLB The Show 23. I'll buy it 1 year and don't buy it the next year, but my friends are telling me to get it, so I'm just like, all right. Yeah, I just want to play so y'all could beat me. That's it. That's it. And Madden or NBA, I probably have a chance to beat you, but an MLB, man, I just don't play it that much. I don't. But hey, man, I'm gonna get it. I'm excited. I definitely want to get the game. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. Now, sports. Let's have this conversation, shall we? So WNBA, the Sun beat the Wings 80-74. The Sky beat the Liberty 86-82. The Aces beat the Fever 84-80. The Sparks defeat the Storm 92-85. Right now the Sparks are 3-2 so far this season. Looking pretty good. Sparks play the Storm again Tuesday. That's what we got going on there. And the UFC. UFC, the next event is UFC 289, which is this upcoming weekend with Amanda Nunes and Irene Aldana. That's right. We have Charles Oliveira versus Beneil Dariush. Two co-main events. Not a huge card, not a big card, but, you know, not many top names, but hey, you. Absolutely. Never know. You just never know, you know, it could be a great weekend. You just have to wait and see. As far as hockey goes, Panthers and the Golden Knights are in the Stanley Cup Finals right now, with the Golden Knights having a one lead series, 1-0 right now. They play tomorrow at 8. I said the Golden Knights will win. I believe they will win in 5 games. I do believe that. And hopefully it comes true. But we shall see. In the NBA, the Heat tied up the series tonight. They defeated the Nuggets 111-108. On Thursday they played and the Nuggets beat the Heat 104-93. So right now the series is tied at 1. I said the Heat will win in 7 games. I truly believe that. They go to Miami Wednesday. They go to Miami Wednesday and then next Monday they'll be back in Denver. This is real interesting. The Heat cannot play how they played against the Celtics the last three games that they lost. They just can't. They can't allow that to happen against this Nuggets team. So they're going to have to, you know, play their best basketball all around and win. They're going to have to win. And I hope for God's sake, just because I want Jimmy Butler to get a ring. Because he has love for the Bulls and the Bulls drafted him, and to see his career how it's been handled by the Miami Heat so professionally, I would love to see the Miami Heat pull this off, but we'll just have to wait and see. Nobody thought this was going to be the NBA Finals matchup, but it is. It is, and you can't do nothing about it. Very excited. believe it or not, I am very excited. There's nothing in the NFL. Nothing really, to say the least. The Eagles want to see Jalen Hurts take another step this season. I'm pretty confident he will. But there's really no Eagles news right now. In baseball, the Yankees beat the Dodgers today 4-1. Tomorrow the Yankees have off. They won the series against the Dodgers. It had started on Thursday. Friday, and the Dodgers beat the Yankees 8-4. Then Saturday the Yankees won 6-3, and today they won 4-1. So they won the series. Their next series would be against the White Sox. The Yankees right now are 36-25. Pretty good record. They're third in the AL East standings. They're only 6 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. Probably the best team in baseball right now. The Rays I'm talking about. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see what exactly happens in that division. Like all teams to this point could either win the division or they can make it through wild card in the playoffs. If they get there. Right now, Yankees are about two games behind the Orioles for the second place. So that's very interesting. We'll see what happens there. But the Yankees are looking real good right now. They're looking really, really good. So absolutely excited for that. To see what happens. Right now it's just rookie camps, OTAs in the NFL. Soon they're going to, be getting real physical very soon, getting into the practices and all that before preseason starts. And then you got preseason. It's very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, football is, right around the corner. It's right there. Which, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I love that football is back. Close to being back, right? Can't wait. Now, the football schedule, they get released. So Penn State plays West Virginia, Delaware, Illinois, Iowa, Northwestern, UMass, Ohio State, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Rutgers, and Michigan State. So that's going to be their upcoming schedule. I cannot wait for some college football as well. It always starts a week before the NFL starts, which is always good. I get to open my September up, right? Right, watch some college football, and then the next week you have the NFL. You have the NFL. So it's gonna be very interesting. I cannot wait. I'm sorry guys, but there's not that much news. That's crazy. There's really not that much. Especially for the Eagles, which is kind of weird. There are rumors from Madden 24 that, the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, will be on the cover of Madden 24. I was hoping it was going to be Jalen Hurts, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Texans rookie CJ Stroud. His top five quarterbacks right now, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Justin Fields, and he said that he likes Lamar Jackson too. I hear some, I guess there's some news. Jalen Hurts in his first 34 starts, 23-11. That's his record. 62% of passing, 7,906 yards, 44 touchdowns, 19 interceptions, 1,898 rushing yards, and 26 rushing touchdowns. I do expect the Eagles to continue to make some moves. I don't know what, but you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. One of the things we have to look out for, not look forward to. Ezekiel Elliott is a free agent. DeAndre Hopkins is a free agent. You know, so there are some free agents out there still. I don't expect the Eagles to go get Zeke, since they did trade for Ezekiel Elliott. Since they got DeAndre Swift, I don't think the Eagles would go out and get Ezekiel Elliott, unless they're just like, they're gonna let go one of the guys already on their roster. But there was a report that came out earlier this week that I do have some news on that I almost forgot about, which would be, that here's the deal. With the news came out, supposedly a report came out that the Eagles had offered a trade to the Seahawks last year for Russell Wilson, but Russell didn't want to go to Philadelphia. He wanted to be in Denver. And we've seen the magical season that happened. I can assure you, if we would have traded for Russell Wilson, we would have no A.J. Brown. We would have no Jordan Davis. I wonder if we would have had any of our first-round picks this year. Probably no Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts would have been in Seattle, and who knows what he would have did with that team. I'm not saying he would have took them to the Super Bowl, but he definitely could have made some noise with the Seahawks and that offensive core. So that's something, you know, to pay attention to. Like, yeah, we're lucky we were able to stay with Jalen Hurts, not a Carson Wentz, not a Russell Wilson. And this isn't nothing on Russell Wilson, but Russell, let's be real about this, people. Russell Wilson struggled last year, and the Denver Broncos have a squad, so you have to take that into consideration. That, like, okay, like, yeah, I get what we're doing here, but it's not safe to say, like, it's not safe to say, like, okay, so this is, like, yeah, if Russell was with us, he'd be good. Like, no, it's not safe to say. And it's not safe to say, like, Russell Wilson's going to have a bounce back season this year. I'm hoping he is. I'm expecting he is. But we don't know that for sure because of what we've seen last year. We don't know. We absolutely don't know. Do we all hope that he has a bounce back season? Absolutely. 100%. But it's, we don't know. We don't. And, shit, man, I mean, I hope he does. Russell Wilson, you know, he's one of them elite guys, you know, Super Bowl champion, you know, let Russ cook, all that good stuff, man. you just want to see the best for some guys, and Russell Wilson's one of those guys, like Aaron Rodgers. You want to see what's best for Aaron Rodgers, right? You want to see him get to that point where you're like, yeah, this is the guy that we knew, right? Or that we know. And it's just tough when you see, like, guys not playing to their ability that you know that they can. You know, like, with Jalen Hurts, like, all right, his rookie season was okay. His following-up season was okay to good. I would say good. And then this season was just great. And, you want to continue to see that. And I'm sure everybody wants to, right? Like, everybody wants to see him to continue to progress, continue to be elite. Like, I think right now it's safe to say that Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback in this league. I think we can say that. But he has to continue. Right. And that's one of the things a lot of quarterbacks don't do. You look at Carson Wentz, you look at a lot of guys, they aren't able to continue that. But I think Jalen Hurts is one of those guys that continues that, and we'll see it. I do apologize. Like, there's not enough news. But eventually, guys, like I said, this is more like, you know, football. And right now we don't have that. Eventually we will. Eventually we will, people, I promise you. And when that happens, it's going to be amazing. I should be having Unc on the podcast soon, so we'll be talking about the NBA finals and a whole bunch of other stuff, so I definitely can't wait for that. But yeah, guys, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you guys. Like, really, I do, from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chosen one. The father, the son, the husband, 3, 2, 1, the podcaster. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Mark Colon on the Mark Colon Sports Podcast. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and I will see you guys next week. Goodbye.